Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. You was listening to I Feel Like Going On by Pastor Marvin Wyman. Do You Feel Like Going On? That's just inspired me to want to go on more to see what the end going to be with Jesus Christ. We thank you so much for joining us this Monday. Good afternoon, everyone. We greet each of you in the matchless, awesome name of Jesus. Thank you for tuning in and listening to A Time of Reflection with New Destiny Ministry. We truly appreciate your fellowship and tremendous support. Evangelist Adrian Bernard is the founder and host of this broadcast that Jesus Christ has opened up for her, and I'm your co-host today, Sister Ruby Lowry. A Time of Reflection is a radio broadcast that will encourage, enrich, enhance, enlighten, and empower listeners to trust God in every area of their life, naturally and spiritually, and to pursue their God-given destiny without apologies. We are mandated to teach and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ as we stand firmly upon our foundation scriptures and are built upon the foundations of the apostles and prophets, Jesus Christ himself being the chief cornerstone. You can find that in the King James Version or anyone. It's in Ephesians chapter 2, verse 20. And you can join us daily Monday through Friday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 3 p.m. Central Time, and 4 p.m. Eastern Time. Also Saturday at 5 a.m. Pacific Time, Minister Billy Burns hosts They Overcame, a time to share your powerful testimonies and join us for early Sunday morning prayer at 7 a.m. Pacific time. Tune in expecting to hear and receive fresh oil from God Almighty. Our call-in number is 858-683-1334. That's again 858-683-1334, and it's the same number for They Overcame on Saturday. We welcome you to email us at newdestinyministries54@gmail.com or mail us any prayer requests or praise report you would like us to share on the broadcast. And we want you to address it to P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Again, it's P.O. Box 5702, Stockton, California, 95205. Also, visit us and like our ministry page on Facebook, and our website is www.newdestinyministries.com. DestinyMinistries.com. .com. And search for New Destiny Ministries. You are welcome to visit our archives on blogtalkradio.com and search for New Destiny Ministry. Should you desire to listen to any of our previous broadcasts or the current show that is airing live as we speak. So with no further ado, we're going to turn you over to our founder and host, Evangelist Adrian Bernard. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord, Sister Ruby. God bless you. Did anybody open up with prayer yet?
No. Uh-uh.
Okay. Is it anybody on that can open with prayer?
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, praise the Lord, everybody. Seemed like Vandis Bernard dropped off a minute. she'll be back on. So let me open up with prayer. Lord Jesus, we just thank you today. We just praise you and magnify you because you're so awesome and you kept us all weekend long and brought us back in our right mind and in our right body. We thank you and we love you and we praise you. If we said or done anything that was against your precious stone, Lord Jesus, I repent. I repent today for things I've known I've done and things that I'm accused of not doing at times. Lord Jesus, ask you to forgive us because we don't want this ministry to be hindered or you not pray or not bless your people because of sin that's sown in my life, Lord, or disobedience or whatever. Lord, we thank you for the opportunity that you have allowed us to come on this broadcast. We thank you for New Destiny Ministries, a time of reflection. Hallelujah. When you gave it to Evangelist Adrian Bernard to start out, you know how you do, Jesus. When you give us something, you say, write the vision down and make it plain, because it shall come the appointed time. Hallelujah. This was the appointed time that you gave this broadcast unto Evangelist Bernard to go forth. We thank you because in your mind and set and the way that you do things for your people, for your royal family, your family that you set up, your family that you search out, your family that you call in, your family that you say, come into my family, the royal family of baptized believers. Hallelujah. And we bring them in. You say, go out into the hedges and highway and compel men and women and boys and girls to come into your kingdom. We thank you that you give us the opportunity. When we was in sin and shame, Lord Jesus, you said, all we have to do is repent and call. And when the call comes, that we should say, yes, I can, Lord. Yes, I will. Yes, I will do whatever you have for me to do, because in your words, in your 66 books of the Bible, hallelujah, you said that you would lead and guide us into all truth. Hallelujah. We just thank you and we just praise you and we just give you all the glory this afternoon, because without you we can do anything. Without you we would fail, Jesus. Without you we'd be like a ship without a sail. Lord, we ask you, we call before to bless the souls and the saints that have come on this broadcast that you have allowed, your royal family of baptized believers in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, and your precious people all over the world. Hallelujah. You said to have faith in you. Have faith in you to know that it's, your will shall be performed. You said just a little while and believe and walk in holiness and righteousness and truth. And Lord Jesus, you said you will do whatever we ask you to do. You say pray and it shall not be hindered thus far. You say ask and you say it shall come. To seek and you shall find. Hallelujah. We thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. We thank you for your precious people that you have led to this broadcast. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that without you, we can do nothing. Hallelujah. We love you this afternoon, and we praise you for who you are, Lord Jesus. We ask you to bless the bereaved families. Hallelujah. Lord Jesus, you can go where we can't go. Comfort their heart. Hallelujah. Let them know, Lord Jesus, that you're there with them. You're surrounded. You have your angels camped around about them. Hallelujah. And you're comforting them and giving them hope. We thank you. Lord Jesus, we pray for the sick and the shut-in. We pray for the convalescent ministries. We pray for everybody that's have a problem, that's calling out to you, because you said you heal all manner of diseases. Say, I, Jesus, heal all manner of diseases and troubles. And we thank you, Lord. You said you provide for us, you prosper us as you need to see fit. You said you do God the just. You give the just as well as the unjust. And we thank you this afternoon. We thank you for being married to the backslider. Hallelujah. We thank you for your words that we can go in there and read the scriptures, the holy words of the Lord. And it comes off of the pages, Lord Jesus, into our heart. And we walk and we try to execute it the way you have said. And you said, love one another as I have loved you. Hallelujah. We thank you and we praise you and we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, Lord Jesus. We can't do anything without you. We thank you for our founder and host of Evangelist Bernard. She's back on the line. Lord, we ask you to bless her. Hallelujah. Give her desires of her heart. You know everything that we stand in need of, because you said you never slumber, you never sleep. We can call you anytime, and you say, here I am, my children. Hallelujah. And you said, seek, and you shall find. Knock, and the door shall be opened unto all of us. Because you are, in your words, you said you're no respecter person. What you can do for Evangelist Bernard, you can do for me. What you do for me, you can do for each and every one soul that comes on this line. The saint, Lord Jesus, as well as you calling them into your kingdom. We thank you and we praise you that your love is so strong that you kept this seed alive where it can come down through all 42 generations and come with us. We thank you for Jesus Christ coming in the flesh and dying on the cross that he may bring us, that you may bring us back to right relationship in your sight and your will and your way according to your words. We praise you. We love you. We magnify. Now, Lord Jesus, we're just waiting to hear the word, the rhema word that's coming from heaven down to this earth to your people. Hallelujah. And we thank you for this opportunity. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory. We give you all the praise, and we love you. Lord, teach us to love you more. Teach us to get in our hearts, our mind, our soul, and walk it in it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Speaking in it, praying in it, talking in it. Hallelujah. And telling men and boys and women and men about how Jesus saved us, and he can save them because he's no respected person. We thank you, and we praise you today for this opportunity. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Evangelist Bernard.
Amen, amen. Thank you, Sister Ruby, for that prayer. Wow, awesome, awesome, awesome. Greetings to each and every one of you. I want to pray a little simple prayer, too, that God would just touch and anoint right now. God, we come against the airwaves. We come against all the distractions that have tried to hinder us on this afternoon. We come against it in the name of Jesus. Lord God, and we're asking you to let this word go forth with conviction. Let it go forth with strength. Let it go forth with power. And your might, God, and let our senses be dissolved. And let your senses arrive in our lives, God. Oh, God, awaken us, Lord God, where we'll be able to see better, where we'll be able to hear better. What does say the Lord God? We thank you for everything that you're doing. We thank you for the co-host, Sister Ruby. We thank you for all those that may have tuned in already and some that may tune in a little bit later. Lord God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you praise for all that you have done, all that you are doing, and everything that we expect you to do in the near, near future. God, we thank you, and we give you glory, and we give you praise in Jesus' mighty name. Once again, greetings in the matchless name of Jesus. We thank God for another opportunity to be on the line with you all here at A New Destiny Ministries with a time of reflection. Again, we just thank God for each and every one of you all. We pray everyone had a blessed weekend. I know it's been a little turmoil going on in the nation and what have you because of what we had to experience on this weekend, where we've seen and we felt the pain of having to suffer and to go through. Amen, amen. And no one knows what a person is going through if you're not in their shoes, if you not haven't walked in that path that they're walking in. Amen. So we just thank God that he allow us to come through. Hey, glory to God. He allow us to get through some of this stuff that we have to go through and some of the tests and the trials and the tribulations. Amen. But I just want to give God a glory and give him honor because he's yet blessing his people. He's yet looking over us. He's yet putting a hedge about us. He's yet covering us with his blood. Amen. So we thank him for that. And we just like to tell you this week, Pastor Hamilton have given us this subject this week, this destiny focus, and we're looking forward to him. He will be with us 2 days this week. He'll be doing a two-day seminar on Thursday and Friday. So his regular Provoke Fridays, but we're going to go ahead, and he'll be on to also minister the word for us on Thursday. And I think this is a timely a topic for we are going through. Amen. And our destiny focus for this week is going through with purpose. Going through with purpose. Now, when Pastor Hamilton come on later in the week, he has some keys and some principles and some other things that he want to share with us about going through and the different levels of going through with purpose. But just got this topic on yesterday evening, and we didn't schedule anybody for today. We're looking for to have a speaker on tomorrow and Wednesday, and of course Pastor Hamilton on Thursday and Friday. But this destiny focus, this is very timely, and truly we're living in a day where we're being persecuted for righteousness' sake. But you know the Bible says if we're persecuted for righteousness' sake, hey, we should go through with joy. We should go through with not with nothing in our minds that would cause us to doubt that God won't bring us through. So going through with purpose, going through with purpose. And so I had a chance, had an opportunity to kind of just try a little bit, to study a little bit and see what the Lord would want us to speak about on today. Going through with purpose. And I don't think that there is an individual living on planet Earth that's not experiencing something that they're not accustomed to. It's nobody that I know of that are exempt from persecutions, that are exempt from tests and trials and tribulations and suffering. Amen. We all have our stories, and we all have our tests and our trials. My tests and trials may not be yours, and vice versa. But just know that we're all going through. We all are going through. Amen. And I'm reminded in John chapter 15, and I just want to do that before I open up and go into the lesson that we're going to be discussing on today. John 15 and 20, Jesus was talking to his disciples. Amen. And he said in John 15 and 20, he said, "Remember the word that I said unto you. The servant is not greater than his Lord." Amen. Remember, the servant is not greater than his Lord. He said, if they have persecuted me, meaning if they have persecuted me, whom I am, who I say I am the Lord of glory. I am the Lord of Zion. So if they have persecuted me, what do you think they're going to do to you? But it says, if they have persecuted me, Jesus said, they will also persecute you. If they have kept my saying, they will keep yours also. So if they keep Jesus saying, whatever I instruct of you to do, then you should keep that one also. Remember, the servant isn't greater than the Lord, but God also said the greatest is the servant. Amen? Amen. So let's go, and you all don't have to turn to this. I'm just reading these few scriptures in our hearing before we go right on into our lesson for today. In John chapter 16, verse 33, Jesus is still speaking. He's still speaking. Excuse me. Okay. John chapter 16, verse 33 says, "These things I have spoken unto you." This is still Jesus talking.
that in me ye might have peace. In the world ye shall have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Is there anybody out there today that's going through anything that they yet haven't overcome, that they yet haven't mastered, that they yet haven't found any contentment in, that they yet haven't found any peace in? Well, my brothers and my sisters, ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to share with you today, Jesus is our peace. Jesus is our peace. And if we continue to cast all our cares upon him, he'll bring us through. He will bring us through. Amen. So let's turn to the lesson for today. Amen. We're going to go back to the beginning where some of these tests and these trials and these tribulations and the things that we have to go through started. We're talking about going through with purpose. And when you say going through, what are you saying, Sister Bernard? When we talk about going through, we're talking about sometimes some specific areas in our lives that we haven't yet mastered, some specific needs that we have that have not been garnered as yet, have not been met. We're talking about some challenges that come upon us unawares. We're talking about some persecution, some tribulations that come upon us suddenly. We're talking about some things that we're not comfortable with in our spirit man and in the natural. We're also talking about some physical handicaps. We're talking about some dreams that have not yet been realized. We're talking about some objectives that we haven't really finalized. We're talking about some goals we have set, and sometimes, you know, we get setbacks. We're talking about at the beginning of the year how we make all these resolutions, and we go through all these difficulties, and we're saying in our mind, Lord, why me? Why do I have to suffer? Why do I have to go through all of this, Lord? I've walked with you. I've given up some things to be in this kingdom. I've given up some of the little bad habits that I had. I've given up my boyfriend and my girlfriend. I've given up going to the nightclubs. I've given up cigarettes. I've given up a profanity coming out my mouth. I've given up whoremongering. I've given up these things. Most of these things I've given up, Lord. But yet, why am I still going through? Why am I still going through? It's sometimes like a dog returning to his vomit. You know, as fast as you think, you know, you have overcome something, then, bling, 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 something all of a sudden happens to offset you. Something happens to disturb your mind. Something happens to distract your attention. Oh, my God, my God. We're talking about going through. Going through. And so going through with what? With purpose. What is purpose? Purpose is a determination. Purpose is also an intended or desired result. Again, it's an aim. It's a goal. Amen. It's a subject matter that you want to conquer. It's also a practical result or an effect that you want to see materialize. You want to see manifested. Purpose. Purpose, a desired intent, a desired result, a desired goal, something that you're striving for. Purpose. Purpose. So as I began to look, I went into Genesis. And I think this is timely for us to talk about today. You know, for the nation, they're talking about the verdict. Hallelujah. But I'm remembering that there was a verdict, hey, that was pronounced on our Lord and Savior. But we're not going to get into that verdict today. But we're going to talk about going through with purpose, with an expected goal, with something in your mind that you're trying to achieve. We're no longer, we're going to put our games behind us today. We're not going to trick anybody today. We're not going to deceive anybody today. We're not going to mislead anybody today. And as we begin to talk about these two characters today, we all know that Jacob was a trickster. We all know that he deceived, his mother had him to deceive his father. So let's just give you a little highlight about that, and we're going to get on into this lesson for today. We know that Rebekah had two sons, and one was named Jacob, and one was named Esau. And we all know, I'm not going to go all through the Bible, but we're going to read just a little bit. We all know that Esau was the firstborn. And back in those days, the firstborn was considered the head of the family. That was the one that was going to take on the legacy of the father and lead. But we already know that it had been declared by the Lord, amen, that the elder was going to serve the younger. It was already prophesied. So Rebekah did not do anything, Sister Ruby, out of order. Yes, she had the son to trick the father and steal the birthright. That was lawfully due to the elder son. But it was all in God's plan. People of God, we want to share with you today that going through, if you go through with purpose, you will get God's result, not man's, God's result. So that purpose is talking about a result, an effective result, a good result, a result that you could live with in peace. Amen. So as she had the son to trick the father gave the blessing to Jacob when the blessing should have went to Esau. You know how it is in our lives when we think we deserve something. And, you know, as we raise with our siblings, and mama might give something to our brothers and our sisters, and we think, wait a minute, man, I washed the dishes, I cleaned the house, I should have received that. Just like the prodigal son, the one that stayed home, the one that we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, the one that stayed home, and the one that left and went out and sold his wild oats. And the one that stayed home said, Lord, I should have received. He didn't do anything that great and that grand for me. You know, we get jealous, and we feel slighted, and we feel unimportant, and we feel left out. Well, we must go through. We got to go through. But we have to have a purpose as we're going through. In our minds, we have to know that God is in this thing. God is in this thing. God was in that thing where Jacob and Esau became enemies to one another, where Jacob stole the birthright. Hallelujah. It was all in God's plan. So let's get right on into the lesson on today. And you can go back a little bit further up into the chapters in Genesis and read about the story. Sister Ruby read a little bit and told us a little bit, but she didn't get into the fullness of it about Abraham and Sarah and then Isaac and Rebekah. And we all know that Jacob, you know, God had desired for him to have a godly wife. Amen. And not, excuse me, Isaac. And Isaac, Abraham didn't want Isaac to receive, to be married to a heathen woman. And we all know that. We talked about that on last week. So this is all family here. This is all family. But it's brethren against brethren. And that's what happens when we have confusion and misunderstanding in our family. Sometimes it causes estrangement. And we go years without talking to one another, years with some of these childhood rivalries still in our heart. But I tell you, whatever God has destined for you, it will come to pass if you keep God in your view. So let's go to Genesis chapter 32 today, and we're going to read a little bit, and we won't hold you long, but we're going to read a little bit because we're talking about going through with purpose. And as we begin to read this story, we're going to see where Jacob had a purpose. He had a purpose in mind for everything he did. He was just a young lad. He only followed the instructions of his mother, even though he wanted to be the heir, even though he wanted to be the leader of his family. But his mother intervened and made that happen. He didn't just make it happen on his own. His mother coached him. She coached him and got him ready. She was his life coach. Amen. So what happened after that happened, then Jacob left. Jacob had to flee for his life. And when he did that, he went to his own kindred and to his brother, to his father's brother, Laban. And he saw one of Laban's daughters that was so beautiful. And he worked for Laban for 7 years for Rachel. But when the 7-year term came to an end, he found out that Laban, his uncle, had tricked him and had given him the elder daughter. Rachel was the younger daughter. And he was so upset about that because he loved Rachel. But after Rachel and Laban and their concubines came the 12 tribes. And Sister Ruby elaborated on that a little bit on last week. But let's get on into the heart of what God is saying for us to do. So we're going to start reading at chapter 32 in the book of Genesis. And it said, and Jacob went on his way. This was after he had worked the 7 years for Leah. Then he had to work another 7 years for Rachel. And after that, he said, no more. You know, how many know you reap what you sow? He tricked his brother, and guess what? His uncle tricked him. Amen. You reap what you sow. So he decided it was time to leave there, and he wanted to go into the country where his estranged brother was, and that was Esau. So let's read. And Jacob went on his way, and the angels of God met him. And when Jacob, listen, the angels of God met him. So as Jacob went, the angels was with him. Hey, glory to God. The angels were with this trickster, this deceiver, this man that had took over his brother's birthright. And when Jacob saw them, he said, this is God's host. And he called the name of that place Mahanaim. And Jacob sent messages before him to Esau, his brother, unto the land of Seir, the country of Edom. See, he was getting ready to go back and try and make amends. He didn't know if he was going to be successful, but he had a purpose for all of this. All the going through that he went through those 14 years with his uncle, Jacob had went through. Things weren't easy for him. He went through, and all of us got to go through. We got to pay for the things that we don't do that God knows, and we know it's not right. It's not pleasing to the Lord. So it says, we're at verse 4, and he commanded them, saying, thus shall ye speak unto my Lord Esau. Thy servant Jacob, he's telling his servant, when you go before my brother, these are the words that I want you to speak. See, in those days, they gave specific instructions, and the servants didn't murmur and complain because they respected those that was over them. They respected leadership. Oh, but today, that's another story. We don't have respect for man or God. Amen. So he said, thy servant Jacob, this is what I want you to say to Esau, my brother. He said, thy servant Jacob said thus, I have sojourned with Laban and stayed there until now. And I have oxen and asses, flocks and men servants and women servants. And I have sent to tell my Lord that I may find grace in thy sight. And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, listen, and also he's coming to meet thee, and 400 men with him. So Jacob was afraid. Jacob didn't have that many men with him. He just had his family. He had his children. He had the concubines, and he had his wives with him, and those servants that Laban had given him. He didn't have that many with him, so he didn't know what this meant. All of these years I have been straying from my brother. Now I'm telling him, I'm calling. Look what Jacob did now. He's still a slickster, okay? He has a way with words, and that's how some folks are. Oh, they're great orators. They're great articulators. They can articulate, and they can put that verbiage together and make you to believe a lie rather than the truth. Ah, glory to God. And that's the kind of skills that Jacob had. He had a way with words. He was very convincing. Oh, and that's how some of these false prophets are today. They're very convincing. Ah, they can preach, they know this word, but they can't live nothing. They can't live right. They can't live holy. Amen. So Jacob was concerned. He wanted his brother to receive him, but he was afraid. He had fear in his heart. Even though he had a purpose, he feared. Even all those years apart, he still feared Esau because he knew Esau, he had stolen Esau's birthright. Really, Esau gave him, sold him his birthright. Amen? So let's go on. And he said, and I have sent to tell my Lord, verse 5, that I may find grace in thy sight. Verse 6 says, And the messengers returned to Jacob, saying, we came to thy brother Esau, and also he cometh to meet thee, and 400 men with him. Let's drop down. Wait, let's go on. Verse 7. And then Jacob was greatly afraid. See, I told you, he was afraid. He feared and distressed. He was not only afraid, he was in distress because he didn't know how in the world that he was going to make amends with this, with his oldest brother, his only brother. It was only two of them, Jacob and Esau, and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands. Excuse me, let me read that again. And he divided the people that was with him and the flocks and herds and the camels into two bands and said, if Esau come to the one company and smite it, then the other company which is left, shall escape. So already in his mind, he's thinking defeat because he's going through. He's remembering what he has done. He's remembering all the turmoil. He's remembering how angry Esau was because he had to sell his birthright. And verse 8 said, if Esau come to the one company, we raid that and smite it, then the other company which is left shall escape. We have 9. And Jacob said, this is Jacob, he said, oh God of my father Abraham, he started praying and crying out to the Lord, and God of my father Isaac, the Lord which said unto me, return unto thy country. Lord, you told me to go back to my country. Esau didn't leave. Jacob led because his mother sent him away because she feared that Esau would kill him. Amen? So he said, Lord, you told me to return unto thy country and to thy kindred, and I will deal well with thee. Lord, you told me to return. You told me you were going to deal well with me. Now, what mean is this? Esau has come with 400 men. Lord, and I don't stand a chance. Me and these little ones and my wife, what are we going to do? So verse 10 says, this is still Esau talking to the Lord. And he said, I am not worthy of the least of all the mercy and of all the truth which thou hast showed unto thy servant. And Jacob said, I'm not worthy of all the mercies you've shown me. I'm not worthy of all the truth that you have shown unto me. For with my staff I passed over this Jordan, and now I am become two bands. Two bands, a light on me. Amen. So deliver me, Jacob said, I pray thee from the hand of my brother, from the hand of Esau, for I fear him. But he's talking to the Lord. He's talking to the angel. I fear him, lest he will come and smite me, and the mother with the children. And thou sayest, I will surely do thee good. You told me, Lord, that you would do me good and make thy seed as the sand of the sea, which cannot be numbered for multitude. And he lodged there that same night and took of that which came to his hand a present for Esau, his brother. He took 200 she-goats. Let's get that. Let's go on down to verse 16. And he delivered them into the hand of his servants, every dwelling by themselves, and said unto his servants, pass over before me, and put a space between the drove and the drove. And he commanded Omer, saying, when Esau my brother meeteth thee, and he's telling him again, when you meet my brother, when Esau meets you, and asks thee, saying, whose art thou? This is your reply. And whither goest thou? And whose are these before thee? Jacob is telling them, this is what I want you to say to my brother Esau. Then thou shalt say, they be thy servant, Jacob. Look at him. Now he has made himself a servant. Remember, he's going through, but he had a purpose in mind. He's going through with purpose, even though he's fearful, even though he's disheartened, even though he's afraid, he still has purpose in his mind. As he goes through, wondering how his brother going to receive him, wondering what's going to become of his children and the mother of his children and that in the caravan that is with him. Lord, how is this going to turn out? I don't know what's going on. But guess what? I got purpose in my mind. I'm having a little talk with Jesus today, and I believe, Lord, if you are true to your word, Lord, I know you to be a God that can't lie. I know you to be a God that can't fail. I know you to be the God that has shown me mercy for 14 years while I was in the camp with my Uncle Laban. Oh, Lord, but a greater than Laban has arrived. Now is the time for me to meet face to face with my brother. So he said, you tell him this. He said, tell him, it is a present sent unto, then shall thou say, excuse me, I'm sorry. Verse 18, we're at Genesis chapter 32. For those that may have signed on late, I don't know who's on the line, can't see the switchboard today. He said, verse 18, then thou shalt say, they be thy servant Jacob. It is a present sent unto my Lord Esau. So he's made himself a servant, and he's making his brother Lord over him. He said, and behold, also he is behind us. And so commanded he the second and the third and all that followed the drove, saying, on this manner shall ye speak unto Esau when ye find him. And say ye moreover, behold, thy servant Jacob is behind us. For he said, I will appease him with the presence that goeth before me. And afterward I will see his face. Peradventure he will accept of me. Listen at this. He said, I'm sending him in presents. I'm sending these presents before him because I don't know how he's going to receive me. But I just believe if I send him these presents. Ah, Jacob is a slickster. He's shrewd. He's a shrewd businessman. He said, if I send him these presents, if I tell him I am his servant and he is my Lord, oh, I'm praying to the Lord that God will bless me. But it wasn't over with. Saul went the present over before him and himself lodged that night in the company. And that morning, verse 22, and he arose up that night, not that morning, he arose up that night and he took his two wives and his two women servants, and his 11 sons. He had 11 sons at that time. So Benjamin had not been born. Rachel had not died yet. And they passed over the ford Jabbok. And he took them and sent them over the brook and sent over that he had. He took them, sent them over with the presents. And Jacob was left alone. And there he wrestled with the man. What are you saying, Sister Benoit? He wrestled with an angel. Back then, they called them men and women because they were in the physical form of a human, but it was an angel. And there he wrestled with a man, gripped him until the breaking of day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him. When the angel saw that he was not going to prevail against Jacob, because Jacob said, hey, I got to hold on. Ah, this is an angel. I have perceived this is an angel, and I will not let go until you bless me. But let me finish it. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of his thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint. And he wrestled with him. Hallelujah. In other words, Jacob wrestled with that angel. And he told that angel, hallelujah. The angel began to say, let me go. For the dawn is breaking. Let me go, Jacob. I have to go. Come on, an assignment. And I have to get going. But Jacob said, no, sir, I will not let you go. I'm not letting you go until you bless me. Because guess what? I need to know that the Lord is with me. I have to face my brother Esau, who I haven't saw in almost 20 years. And I know when I left running from my hometown, when I left running from my country, fleeing for my life, I knew how angry Esau was with me. I knew I had stole the blessing. I knew I had stole the birthright. I knew I had deceived my father. Oh, God, so, Lord, I need you, and I'm not letting you go, angel. I will not let go until you give me a blessing. Amen. And verse 26 said, and again he said, let me go, for the day is breaking. And Jacob said, I will not let thee go, except thou bless me. And he said unto him, what is thy name? This is the angel. The angel asked him, said, what is your name? And he said, Jacob. And the angel said, thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. Hallelujah. The Lord had already told the angel that I'm going to change his name from Jacob to Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God and with men, and hast prevailed. He said, as a prince, the Lord admired Jacob for holding on to that angel. Hallelujah. The Lord said, you have prevailed. You have prevailed with man, and you have prevailed with me. So the Lord took pleasure in that. And Jacob, we're at verse 29, and Jacob asked him and said, tell me, I pray thee, thy name. And he said, wherefore is it that thou thus asked after thy name? Now he asked an angel, what is his name? The angel, in other words, said, I don't have to answer to you. It ain't your business to know my name. Just know that I am who I say I am. And he blessed him there. And Jacob called the name of that place Peniel. 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 For I have seen God face to face. Jacob said, I've seen God. Hallelujah. We know that no man has seen God at any time. But that angel was a representation of God Almighty. And that's why Jacob named the place Peniel. He said, I have seen God face to face, and my life is preserved. We know no man can look upon God and live. We can entertain the angels. We can entertain masters. We can entertain lords. But you can't look upon God and live. Didn't he tell me all of this? Hallelujah. He said, all you're going to see is my hind part. Because no man has seen God at any time. And as he passed over Peniel, the sun rose upon him, and he halted upon his thigh. Therefore, the children of Israel, they don't even eat the snow, which sweat, which is upon the hollow of the thigh. So the part that is connected to the chicken, the leg and the thigh, they don't eat that part, that thigh, unto this day, because he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh in the sinew that sweat. So Jacob began to walk with a limp after he wrestled with that angel. How many of us are willing to wrestle with an angel until we get a blessing? How many are willing to go through until the Lord send us help? How many are willing to stay in the fiery furnace and continue to go through with purpose? Jacob's ultimate purpose was to go back home to his country and to be reunited with his brother. Now let's go on down to chapter 33. And we're just going to read a few verses here, and then we're going to hear from you all on today. God, I bless you today. Glory to God. Going through with purpose. How many are willing to go through like that? You know, you to work 7 years for the woman of your dream, and then you were deceived, and now you got to work another 7 years? And then there was confusion because God blessed Jacob while he was there at his uncle's. God blessed him. He had asses. He had flocks. He had camels. God blessed him tremendously. But, people of God, we have to reap what we sow. Oh, that's another underlying subject there. We must reap what we sow. I don't care if you come in this thing 30 years ago or you came in today. You're going to reap what you sow. But God will give you grace. He'll give you grace to go through while you're in your reaping season. Ah, he'll give you grace to go through. And that's what he gave to Jacob. He gave Jacob grace. We talked about that a couple of weeks ago. Grace for the humble. See, Jacob didn't come like he was a big man and he was king over his brother, even though it was prophesied that the elder was going to rule over the younger. Hallelujah. It was prophesied that. But he said, oh, Lord, let's go right quickly to 2 Timothy 3. 2 Timothy. No, that's not what I want. Where's my name on that? Oh, Lord, I bless you today. Okay, I got to find my note on that one. So let's go on. It was already prophesied that the elder was going to serve the younger. But Jacob couldn't come like he was all of that in a bag of chips. He had to humble himself. He had to become as a servant, even though it was prophesied that Esau was going to serve him. But he couldn't come like that. People of God, sometimes we have to humble ourselves. Sometimes we got to zip up our lip. That goes to me. I'm talking to me today. Because you know you get in your mind. You get in your flesh. You want to tell somebody, look, don't play me for no chump. Don't play me for no punk. Don't play me for a have not. Don't play me like that. Please. Because guess what? I have to let you know, I haven't always been saved. I haven't always refrained and zipped up my mouth. I haven't always lived holy. Come on, people of God. We all know how to tell folks off. We all know how to cuss. Come on. But we're not living like that no more. We have decided that we are going to go through with purpose. We don't go through without cursing anybody out. We don't go through without taking out a sword and cutting off somebody's ears as Peter did. We don't go through and just believe in God. Yes, we may get thrown in the lion's den. Yes, we may have to get thrown in the fiery furnace. But guess what? We got to go through with a purpose in our mind. A purpose in our mind. And Jacob's purpose for going through was to go back home. How many long to go back home to their homeland? How many long to be in right fellowship with our sisters and our brothers? How many long to make amends? How many long to say, let's stop this. Let's stop this. Let's put our weapons down. Can we all get along? Can we just put our weapons down? Can we just love one another because we come out the same loins? We have the same mother. We have the same father. But yet, we hate. Yet, we're jealous. Yet, we're envious. Yet, we're despisers of the brethren. Why is that? Why is that? God gives us according to our several abilities. You just don't have a right to be angry. He had a right to be angry. He knew he was the firstborn. He knew he was the eldest son. He had a right to be angry. But the Bible also said, be ye angry, but sin not. Be ye angry, but sin not. Yeah. We sometimes feel we have the right to go off. We feel we have a right to stand our ground. We feel we have a right to tell you, you're not going to use me, you're not going to abuse me, you're not going to mistreat me. Oh, no, you got the wrong one, sister. You got the wrong one, brother. We can do that. But when we have taken on the mind of Christ, remember, he said, let this mind be in you that was also in Christ Jesus. We have to have a renewed mind. We have to have a renewed mind. We have to have a transformation. We have to have a heart transplant. Let God take out this stony heart. And then he gives us a heart of flesh, people of God. God took out the stony heart of Esau. And he gave him a heart of flesh because Esau suffered too. Esau suffered. He didn't get the blessing. And my younger brother deceived me, tricked me, and made me sold my birthright. He knew I was hungry. Hallelujah. And he sold me the pottage for my birthright. And I've been suffering ever since. People of God, we got to come out. We can't continue to live in our past sins. We can't continue to live in the things that were ugly, the things that were nasty, the things that belittled us, the things that came against us, the slander people have said about us. We have to walk in authority, knowing that if God is with us, then guess what? I should walk in the knowledge of knowing that my Lord is pleased with my life. Going through with purpose. Going through, it's not an easy thing to be tested, to be tried, to be persecuted, to be lied on, to be slandered, to be kicked to the curb. It's not an easy thing. But we have to go through it with purpose. We have to go through it with a plan. We have to go through it knowing that God is going to deliver us. The songwriter said, he brought me out with an outstretched arm. He brought me out. Going through with passion. Let's finish this story. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked. We're at chapter 33, Genesis 33, where Jacob is about to make peace with Esau. And Jacob lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, Esau came, and with him 400 men. The report that his servants gave him, it did not change. Esau still came riding with 400 men. But Esau came in the spirit of humility also. 20 years being separated from my brother, my sister. Oh, Lord, I didn't come to shed blood. Esau didn't come to shed blood. He came to welcome his brother back with open arms, just like the prodigal son's father. He already welcomed him with open arms. Amen. So Esau came, and with him the 400 men, and he divided the children unto Leah and unto Rachel and unto the two handmaids. This is what Jacob did. And he put the handmaids and their children foremost. See, he put those that he treasured and valued more highly. He put them in the back. He didn't put them at the forefront. Because if Esau going to kill anybody, they're going first. Rachel, who I love, and Leah, they're not going to be in the front, baby. With my boss, oh, no, 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 no. They are the children of the promise. They are the heirs. But my concubines, they're going to be put first. I'll show you how much we devalue people. We devalue. We have respect the person. We separate. Yes, God said they was there, but all of them was bone of his bone and flesh of his flesh. Amen. So he said, and Rachel and Joseph was at the back. The concubines and their children was first, then Leah and her boys was next, and her children, and then Rachel and Joseph. Rachel had not yet had, she had not yet given birth to Benjamin. So Jacob had her last. Oh, he loved Rachel. Amen. That's a story for another day. And he passed over before them and bowed himself to the ground 7 times until he came near to his brother. Jacob was worshiping his brother because he feared for his life. But his ultimate purpose was to return home. His ultimate purpose was to reunite with his brother. And Esau ran to meet him. This is the final verse for today. And Esau, in this chapter, I'm going to read another verse, but it won't be in this chapter. And Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him, and they wept. Listen, people of God. When Esau saw his brother that he hadn't seen, the Bible says, in like 20 years, he hadn't seen a look upon his brother. I'm sure he had reports that he had married and that he had 2 wives because he knew he was living with his uncle. So I'm sure, you know, we have family members. We all keep up with one another, even though we may be in different cities, in different states. We pretty much catch up and know what's going on. So Esau ran to meet him and embraced him and fell on his neck and kissed him. And they wept. He fell on his neck and kissed him. He didn't just fall on his neck. He gave him a kiss. And I'm sure because of the way the scripture read in the Bible, he loved his brother. And then they wept. They wept. They wept. Esau fell on his neck, and Esau did the kissing. But that lot of clause right there said, and they wept. The both of them wept. The both of them cried. They were so happy to see one another. They were so happy, to know after all these years being separated, after all these years, I had to go to sleep and dream about the day that I would meet. This is Esau. Dream about the day that I was going to get my revenge. Dream about the day that I was going to take you out. Oh, yes, for 20 years, I thought about killing you. Oh, but the angel of the Lord had intervened. The angel of the Lord intervened on Jacob's behalf. And he touched the heart of Esau. I don't care what you're going through, people of God. God can touch somebody's heart. God, hallelujah, can take you through the test, take you through the trial, take you through the persecution with a smile on your face. Turn over in that 45th chapter. We're talking about going through with purpose today. And in my closing, hallelujah, we're going to read verses 14. Verse 45, verses 14 and 15. And this is talking about Joseph. And we all know the story of Joseph. We all know that he was one of Jacob's sons. We all know that. We read how he kept Joseph and Rachel at the back of the caravan. He treasured them. He loved Joseph. Jacob had 12 sons. Hallelujah. And Jake and Joseph and Benjamin was from the loins of Rachel. And verse 14 and 15 says, let's read verse 13. After Jacob found out Joseph was still in the land of the living, he was living and not dead. We're talking about going through with purpose. And Jacob thought he knew Joseph was not dead. Verse 13 says, and ye, Joseph was telling his brother, ye tell my father of all my glory in Egypt. Tell him how God has exalted me because I went through with a purpose. I went through with an agreement with God. I went through because God has preserved the remnant. And I was that remnant that God had preserved where my countrymen, where my father and all my kin would not die. He said, tell them of my glory in Egypt and of all that ye have seen. And ye shall haste and bring down my father hither. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck, just like Jake Esau did. Esau fell on Jacob's neck and wept. And this is what Joseph did to his baby brother. After being estranged and the brother in here sold him, I'm talking about going through with a purpose today. And he fell upon his brother Benjamin's neck and wept. And Benjamin wept upon his neck. Hallelujah. Moreover, he kissed. This is talking about Joseph. All the hell that they had put him through, how they had took him and sold him to another heathen nation, sold him into Egypt. He said, moreover, this is the Bible. They said, moreover, he's talking about Joseph. He kissed all his brethren and wept upon them. And after that, his brethren talked with him. He didn't try to render evil for evil. He didn't try to avenge himself because of what his brethren had done. He had mercy upon them. Mercy. Hallelujah. If it was not for mercy, people of God, where would we be today? Turn to Psalm 34. I've got to end with this one. Psalm 34 and 19. I couldn't even get through my notes today. Or it took us a different way. Psalm 34 and 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. We're going to go through many afflictions. We're going to go through many trials. We're going to go through many tests. We're going to go through many persecutions and tribulations. We're going to be lied upon, spit upon, hated by all men. But Psalm 34 and 19 encourage us today and say, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivered him out of them all. Go through with a purpose. Know that this too shall pass. No, that I once was old. I once was young. Excuse me, I am old now. I once was young, no, and now I'm old. But I've never, Sister Moby, I've never heard of the righteous. But the Bible said, the man of God said, David said, I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging for bread. And I'm saying today, I once was young, but now I'm old. And the Lord has never forsaken me. He's brought me through every battle. He brought me through every struggle. Every dark night, waking may endure for a night, but joy cometh in the morning. In every dark hour, the Lord allowed the sun to shine again. He allowed me to see the dawning of a new day. Of the dawning of a new day. The angel told Jacob, let me go. For the day is by the dawning of day is about to break. Let me tell you, people, weeping may endure for the night. You might be in your night season today. But let me know. Let me let you know today that it's only for a season. It's only for a night. Because the scripture said one day with the Lord is as a thousand years. In a thousand years, as a thousand years, just as think of what a night is. Oh, God, you in your night season today, I want to encourage you to go through with purpose. Go through, have a purpose for your situation. Have a purpose in your test. Have a purpose in your child. Have a purpose in your persecution. Have a purpose in your affliction. Go through with purpose in mind. Go through with purpose in your heart. Go through with purpose in your being. Go through with purpose knowing that this too shall pass. This too shall pass. Because I'm going to humble myself. I'm going to kiss your feet. I'm going to lay at your feet, Lord God. I'm going to call on you night and day. I'm going to call on you until my help comes. I'm going to stay in the fire, and I'm going to be like the Hebrew boys. And they declared, hallelujah, God, don't do it. I know he's able. Job said, if he don't slay me, yet will I trust him. Yet will I serving, though you may not have all the tangible things, though the promises that God has made to you have not been manifested yet, wait on the Lord and be of good courage. Don't get slowful. Hallelujah. Don't become disoriented. Don't become depressed. Wait on him. Wait on him. Hallelujah. For he that will come shall come. Hey, he will not tarry. God, if Jesus is coming, people of God, it's time for us to go through with purpose. It's time for us to go through with passion. Lord, give me my passion back. Give me my passion back to serve you. Give me my passion back to do your will. Give me my passion back to witness for souls. Give me my passion back to go into the highways and the hedges. Give me my passion back to declare your generation. Give me my passion back to turn the other cheek. Give me my passion back when they lie about me. Shake it off. Give me my passion back to trust you in all the things that I do. Give me my passion back to know that you are God that will never forsake me. Give me my passion back to know that yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, give me my passion back that I will not fear no evil. Give me my passion back to know that surely goodness and mercy shall follow me. Give me my passion back to know that it's going to attach itself to me all the days of my life. Give me my passion back to know, hallelujah, am in you is to please you. My purpose is to serve you. My purpose is to kill this flesh every day. My purpose is to tell somebody about your goodness. My purpose is to rejoice in what I'm going through. My purpose is to not be discouraged. My purpose is to know that I'm a child of God. My purpose is to know that I'm of a royal priesthood. My purpose is to know that I can do all things through Christ who strengthen me. My purpose is to know that you are God that can't lie, won't lie, can't fail, and won't fail. My purpose is to continue to look to the hills from whence cometh my help. God bless you all on today. Stay with us for the rest of the week. This is a series on going through with purpose. 2-day seminar coming up Thursday and Friday with Pastor Edward Hamilton. We love this man of God because he has a passion. He has a passion for preaching and teaching the word. He has a passion for witnessing to souls. He has a passion because he loved the brotherhood. Ah, God, we love you today, Jesus. Ooh, back into your hands, Sister Ruby. Touch us, Lord. Touch us, God. Woo, Jesus. Hallelujah. Bless your holy name, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Bless your holy name, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Oh, God, we bless you. We bless you, Sister Ruby.
Okay, praise the Lord if this was the word.
Thank you, Lord.
Okay, we're going to, they were on Friday, so I didn't get your name so much. So, 662-6838, your line is open, caller.
My name is Yolanda, and I'm from Cleveland, Mississippi.
So you told me, Sarah, the other day, and I apologize. Yolanda, and you're from Mississippi, right?
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. Did you have a comment, or, excuse me, did you want to say anything?
No, I
Yolanda?
Hello?
Yes, your line is open. You can, you have a comment or to say anything, you're more than welcome.
No, I don't have a comment.
Oh, glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Go right ahead, Sister Yolanda.
I like to say I enjoyed this service that you had.
Hallelujah. We bless you. We bless you. We bless you. Well, we thank you. This is, what's your last name, Sister Yolanda?
Hutton, H-U-T-T-O-N.
Oh, is that your sister, Deborah?
That's my mom.
That's your mom. Wow. Wow. God bless you all. Trenton, Mississippi. I have some people in Jackson, Mississippi. Accepted your mom's friend request. And I see when you say Hutton, I saw Deborah Hutton, so that's your mother.
Yes, ma'am.
What a Lord, have mercy. Well, we are honored to have you and your mother join and listen. It's such a blessing, such a blessing. Trenton, Mississippi. Okay, well, I'm on Facebook. You can friend me also, Yolanda. I appreciate you all coming on, and if we, you know, can be of any assistance, any prayer requests you may have, or anything you want to say now, are you or your mother, are you all ministers?
No, ma'am.
No? Okay. Well, God bless you. We're just so excited always when we see God allow somebody we've never met before to come on the line and fellowship with us is such a blessing. Is your mom on also today?
Yes, she's on.
She's on? Okay. Well, Sister Ruby is going to open up her line. God bless you all. I hope her word was said to encourage you all and know that we're on this line Monday through Friday. We're here just trying to encourage and inspire and uplift and, you know, empower people to pursue their destiny in Christ Jesus, because we all are going through something. So that's our topic this week, going through with purpose. So God bless you, Sister Yolanda.
Thank you.
Sister Ruby, we're going to go to her mother, Mother Deborah. Wow.
Yeah, 66. Okay, I'm going there. 662-6072. Praise the Lord. Your line is open, caller.
Amen, amen. Sister Deborah?
Maybe
okay, she may have a
line
on mute.
I'll come back to her.
Okay.
Okay, then. So I'm going to Sister Albertine. Praise the Lord. Your line is open.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, Evangelist Bernard. God bless you, Sister Ruby. And Sister Ruby, I would apologize because I should always acknowledge you, and I haven't in the past, so forgive me, Sister Ruby, and God bless you.
Sweet.
I owe you that. I do. I owe you that apology. I just want to say that, Evangelist Bernard, that was right on time, a message that I needed to hear today because I've been in a storm for about 2 or 3 months now. And when you start to think about how you first have to reap things, although God is taking you to another spiritual level, although you're praying, you're fasting, and you are staying, you know, in the will of God, and I think the reason why we have to reap things is so that we can kind of clear it out. We can kind of clean it up, and also to see that this is not the way you should go. You have to reap the things that you sow, but in the reaping, God does show you favor. And I'm glad to hear that, because then now it all makes sense. Today's something all up. Now it all makes sense, because I'm like, Lord, I've been praying. I've been fasting. I've been in my studies. I've been walking down that path. But it's also God is showing me, when I told you a long time ago to do these things and you didn't, this is, you're reaping it. You're reaping it. You're going through these things. It's because you are reaping what I told you to do a long time ago. You're being obedient now, but now you have to reap this. And after the reaping, after you get done with this, then it's going to be, you know, in the reaping, I'm still going to show you favor, and I'm still going to bring you out. So what I started to do is just go back, apologize, go back, clean up some of the things that I did, go back and ask God to forgive me, call people, you know, and the things that he laid on my heart. But in the process of that, bless people, go out, feed the homeless like you told me to, sow seeds, you know, with different people, sow seeds in ministries, and just do what he, now being obedient, and I'm really starting to see things begin to manifest and things begin to open up. But Evangelist Bernard, I thank you because I did not understand. I'm like, Lord, I've been praying, I've been fasting, I've been diligently seeking you, but I did not know the part about you also will reap things as well. So I thank you for that powerful message today. It just really, now I understand. Now I have a better understanding as to what I'm going through and why I'm going through it, but also I know that God, you know, will bring me out. And I thank you. I thank you for that.
Lord have mercy. You know, it's so timely, and even I myself, Sister Albertine, I can concur with you because that is the first thing come to our minds, especially when we've gotten off the path and then God deals with us and he reels us back in. When God begins to reel us back in, then we think because God has given us grace to come back in, then we think everything is just supposed to flourish. Everything's supposed to be so great and so grand. But we got the Bible, the Word of God doesn't change. And even though we have to reap some of these things that we've sown, God gives us a special grace.
Amen.
And he gives us joy. And that's what separates the saved from the unsaved. That's what separates a child of the king from those that are living raggedy. Because in the midst of us going through, God gives us a peace. He gives us a joy, even though we can't meet our obligations. Sometimes we just say, Lord, throw up our hands and say, Lord, you know all about me. It's nothing that I've done. You can live right. But because we got to remember when we go back to Genesis, we have to travel all the way back to Adam and Eve. That's sin nature.
Yes.
We were born with the curse upon us. So that curse is upon us. I don't care how saved you are. I don't care what kind of level you reach in Christ Jesus. Guess what? We all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And we are going, some of us have to go through because of our fathers. Some of us have to go through because of some of these generational curses that's still alive in our family. And we say, Lord, why is this spirit still here? Why is it still there? Because guess what? Nobody has come against it. And we turn our hands to some things. But some things that we know that is generational curses and they're in our family, we have to deal with it and say, no, you won't take my two sons out, Albertine. Oh, no, this spirit will not thrive in my family. I'm cursing it from the roof. And anybody that have anything to do with it, they will not contaminate. They will not poison my children. And this spirit will not live no longer in my house. I'm coming against incest. I'm coming against whoremongering. I'm coming against alcohol. I'm coming against drug addiction. You have a right to denounce those spirits. You have a right to curse them at the root and say, I don't care if my grandfather did do it. My son is not going to do it. My son is not going to participate. Devil, you ain't putting this on us. And that's what we have to do. We have to take charge and know that. Guess what? We know it's there. We know it's there, but we don't have to be participants. We don't have to indulge in that anymore. I don't have to, you kill my dog, now I'm going to kill your cat. No, the devil is a lie. I'm not doing that. I'm walking in the authority, as Pastor Hamilton said, I'm walking in the authority that God has vested in me. And I'm going to call those things that's not as though they are. Yes, we all got to go through something. Jesus went through. So how do we think we're going to escape? If Jesus already told us, in John, some of you all that went down the line, I gave you all John chapter 15, verse 20, and John chapter 16, verse 33. Jesus told his disciples, you're going to be, if they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. But just know that I overcame. I overcame what they did to me. And I'm making you all overcomers also. So walk in that authority. Don't let these things and these fiery trials. James, over in the book of James, in the first chapter of James, it talks about the fiery trials that come to test our faith. The trials and the tests that come to break us down, that come to make us to feel that we can't go through it. We won't make it through. We're going to be consumed. Well, in this story we told you all about today, Jacob was afraid. He was afraid because he did wrong. He had a right to be afraid. He should have been afraid. For all the tricks and schemes and deceiving you did, you had a right to be afraid. But guess what? He humbled himself and he cried out to the Lord. And that's what we have to do, people of God. And I'm encouraging the women that's on the line today. Connect with somebody that you know is living right. Connect with somebody that you know will pray for you. Connect with somebody that has some things in common with you. If you ain't got to get there, there's no fellowship with light and darkness. No. Light drives away darkness. Darkness drives away darkness. And that's why see your good work. Now, you know some people going to try to say, oh, she thinks she's so holy, then I, I don't think, I'm thinking I am whom God says I am. God says I am of a royal priesthood. I am a holy nation. I am a peculiar person. I am the head and not the tail. God said that, and we can say what God says about us. Because you know what these folks that do that? The people that claim, oh, it's so holy, they don't do this, they don't do that. They're trying to get something on you because your very life condemned them.
Condemned
them. When folks try to see you living right, try to see you doing the right thing with your children, see you happy, and you aren't fired for the Lord, and you talking about the Lord, they don't want to see you. They don't want to. Every time I see her, oh, she won't talk about the Lord. Well, I don't want to talk about who you slept with last night. I don't want to talk about who you was on the phone with degrading. Please get that away from me. Yeah, I am. I call me holier than thou. That's who I'm gonna be. Cause guess what? I'm on an assignment, and I have to do. Excuse me for that noise, that ambulance or police passing. That siren is on. I am who God says I am, and we have a right to think highly of what God says that we are. So guess what, people of God, we all are going through. As the nation sat silently on Saturday, and Sister Ruby, I'm going to let you see who else on the line. As the nation sat silently on Saturday, waiting on that verdict, most of us that are of a different descent, most, especially African-Americans, we already knew. We just didn't want to accept it. But in our hearts, we knew when we saw the culture of the juror. We already knew. But we held on for hope. And as I looked at that thing, you know, I began to think about when President Obama won the first election. Many of us voted for him. But many of us did not believe that he actually was going to win. But I'm here to tell you, if God is on your side, it'll be all right. We knew in our hearts that these people, these women, was going to find that man not guilty. But when it actually was said, it devastated us. We were devastated. We were devastated, and if all of us would tell the truth, we were devastated, even though we knew that's what the outcome was going to be. I told Sister Ruby, that's what it's going to be. But when it actually happened, it's like, you know, if you've never lost a child, I lost a daughter to domestic violence. She was murdered. And it just opened up that grieving was afresh all over again. Sister Ruby lost her daughter through natural causes, but I lost mine through murder. And you know, when that verdict came back, it just opened up that wound again, and I felt so bad, and I just began to weep. I just began to weep. But you know what? I had to call on Jesus for strength.
Yes,
I said, Lord God, because God already knew what it was going to be before the judge even raided. God, before the trial even started, the Lord already knew what the outcome would be. So God knows everything that we're going through, Sister Albertine, and you be encouraged. You hold on. You've been faithful. You came here all of the word that we get on this line, and God don't move on our behalf. Because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing the word of God. So every time you hear the word of God, God is elevating your faith. He's taking you to another level. So be encouraged, all of you all that's on the line. Go through with purpose. Know that no devil in hell can kill your dreams. The only one can kill your dreams is you yourself. If you stay rooted and grounded, your dream, God will allow your dream to be fulfilled on this earth. You ain't got to wait till you get to heaven. On this earth, he's going to have some things materialized. He's going to have some things manifested before we leave this earth. And I just believe that with all my heart. God to you, Sister Ruby. Oh, God, I bless you today, Jesus. Oh, God, I need you today, God. Jesus.
Praise
Jesus, we need you, God.
Hallelujah. Sister Albertine, I thank the Holy Ghost lead and telling you to say that to me. I really appreciate you being led of the Spirit of God, the Holy Ghost. And I say to each and everyone that's on the broadcast, if I have said or that would offend you, I ask you to y'all just, because I knew that it was the Holy Ghost that led you to Albertine, and I keep your heart is right in the Lord. So I receive that and me too. If I said or done anything or you anybody felt coming from me. So God bless you.
No, we love you, Sister Ruby. We love you.
We love
you. Thank
you.
We truly love you. We appreciate you.
We love you. Thank you. Thank you. And she has been doing an excellent job, Sister Ruby, and we certainly appreciate her. And sometimes, you know, the Lord, as she said, the Lord dealt with you because we have to honor and respect all people, not just one. I couldn't do this alone. If you all didn't come on the line, we would just be preaching to those that come on the internet and those that listen in the archives. So we appreciate each and every one of you all that make a sacrifice to come and fellowship with us and hear the word of the Lord. It's such a blessing.
It is. Sister Ruby. Sister Cammie. Sister Cammie.
Yes,
619.
Hi.
Oh,
yeah.
Praise the Lord. God bless.
Praise the Lord. Good afternoon, Sister Ruby and Evangelist Bernard. How are you guys doing today?
Oh, we bless you.
Blessed.
Yeah, my voice is a little dealing with a little allergies here, so I'm a little bit hoarse, a little bit stretchy, but God is good. So I want to thank you for the word. Again, I am too in the midst of a storm, and questioning why, because of all the things that you feel like you are doing, like Sister Albertine said, and also because I've always been a faithful sower and you know, tither. When I've given always more than what I have, sometimes more than what I had myself, because I always in the middle of every storm that I am now, with the things that I have not been able to do, I still have received favor. It may not have came in the way I wanted to as far as, like, changing hands monetarily, but just God keeping a roof over my head and food to eat for my kids and I and all the things that people take for granted, you know. So I'm grateful to God that, you know, and I'm blessed for your ministry, blessed for your word is always right on time, because exactly what you were preaching today is exactly what I was saying to myself right now. Yeah, it's why am I struggling, why am I going through this, and, you know, for what reason, and like you said, it's always with purpose, and I'm grateful to that. I'm thankful to God for everything he's done for me and everything he's done for my family in the middle of everything that we've been through, because this has probably been one of the toughest times I've had probably my whole life. You know, I've always to bounce back very quickly off everything, but I guess God had to deal with me, and I know one of the things the Prophet David told me is that God is going to deal with you this season as far as obedience. So I know and having more faith, you know, that's one of the things they always said is making sure to keep your faith there. I struggle with that a little bit because sometimes I don't understand, because when you look around you, we both live in Southern California, Albertine and I, and you look around and you see a lot of things that go on and you don't understand, because you see people that have the ability to do that don't do. You know, like she said, feed the homeless or even just give back, and they don't. And yet and still you watch their life unfold and everything seems to go well as you see them progress or prosperous in some way. And then you sit back and you think to yourself that all the things that I've done and all the things that I try to do, you know, just not as a child of God, but just as a person with a good heart, and why am I having to go through this? Because, you know, yeah, it's tough. And, you know, that's a tough topic. That's where you have to know that everything that is going around, again, like I said, right now, as far as my business, it's not where I want it to be. But even with everything that I'm going through, you know, just with my phone, my utility, not being able to do anything, anybody else I know that probably wouldn't have been put out by now, life would have been off. But God has kept me. He has sustained me. And that is favor within it. You know, and that's a favor right there. And I'm grateful and I'm thankful. Every day I get up, I thank God for that. Just because I know for a fact that's nothing but Him. You know, I know for a fact. So I thank God in advance for all what He's going to do. And I thank Him for teaching me about things, because this was a lesson for me this season. This was a lesson just on also, too, in my sowing. My sowing was not, so I didn't sow well. You know, I sold a lot, but I didn't sow well. That's why I didn't reap well. I received that. But I look forward to sowing to ministries like yourself that I have gotten some from. Because in the past, I sowed where I felt I was sowing from my heart, but I got nothing from the ministry. I sowed as a friend, you know, as a friend, up in the church. And, know nothing about the church, never been to the church, you know, don't even know if it really exists. It's going based off what someone told me they started. And I'm sold for almost 10 years. But when I went down, I was shown another thing. So God had to show me, you know. So I remember Sister Albertine telling me that, you know, sowing in a ministry and how things just, she would go sow one ministry and she would see things just turn around so much. And, you know, so you always know, it's like this is a lesson this season. It's, you have to pray about your sowing. You know, you have to make sure you sow well and sow into ministries and that you're getting something from, or that you know for a fact you're doing God's work. That's one of the things I learned this season, and I am, and I promise God that next time around I will make sure that I won't cast my pearls to swine. I will make sure I sow well. I think that will help me in the future. So, again, thank you for that, because, again, every single time I come on, I get a lesson, and that's important. And I go back, and I find myself going back a lot to Minister Grant, I think that out of Chicago, that word he did. Yes. Yes. I followed him on Facebook after he came on, but just his ministry that day, I mean, it was so powerful to hear that how the enemy tried to take his life so many times, and how he still, you know, just loved God and give God the glory to be that young and go through what he went through and everything. It's just, you know, always so powerful, always so powerful. So I've learned so much in a short period of time just from your ministry. And I've learned in years from being just up on the other ministries. So, again, that's God working through you. So I'm grateful for that. So thank you again.
Amen. We appreciate you, and you say it so much. I tell you, you and Albertine can come on. Y'all going to have to tag team and do one of these messages. I got to, you know, when you both have the time, I need you all to come on, because God has deposited so much wisdom in the both of you all. And it's not for you to just let it lie dormant. It's for somebody else to hear this word. You know, and that's what, in our trials, I want to say this, because our tests and our trials, they come to produce faith. Tests and trials always produces faith. You can't go through nothing and then your faith don't rise up to another level. That's where it comes from. To bring us to another level where we can mature, where we can have more patience in our going through. So everything we go through, it's not bad. It may seem like it's bad, but it's producing faith in us. It's giving us another mind to know that we can get through this. We can get through this. And when God allows us to go through it and get through it, then we can encourage our neighbors. We can encourage our family members, because our tests and our trials, they're not just for us. They're for us to help somebody else. Because how are we going to help them if we don't go through nothing? How are we going to tell them that I know God will keep your lights on and yours have never been on? I know He can put the roof over your head when yours have never been done. So you have to go through it. But you can be an encouragement, because God ain't going to let you encourage anybody with no lies.
Amen.
If you haven't gone through it, you will not be able to witness to no one else. So we're going through, remember, when we're going through, it's for somebody else. It's for somebody else. And that might seem selfish, but it's really not selfish. When you count it all out, hey, I went through this where I can tell another young girl that, guess what, baby, you can get through this. Guess what, you can have fame from sex. Guess what? God got a man out there, got a wife. He has a husband out there, and he has a wife out there for you. So you can't have fame. I don't care how young you are and how old you are. Flesh is nothing but flesh. But you can't have fame, because God will take you through the test, and he'll take you through the trial. And this too, Sister Cammie, David said, when he saw the prosperity of the wicked, when he saw how well they were doing and how well they were prospering, he said, my foot almost slipped. Now, we all know that David was a rich king, but he had to witness and see somebody else that God had blessed more abundantly than him. For him, when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, I saw somebody else doing a lot better than mine. My foot almost slipped. He said, oh, clear. It did. So just know how can folks get by and what they're doing. Just know that God is going to bring you out. And you're going through for a season. This is our season to go through. But guess what? We're going to have a season where we can come together and laugh and talk about it and say, I know the devil thought he had me, baby, but I came out on top. Hallelujah. Back into your head, Sister Ruby.
Yes, we just have a caller. We have a caller just came on, 760-4328. Your line is open.
Hi, caller. Can you greet us if you'd like to?
Yes. How y'all doing?
Oh, that's Dawn.
Hi, Dawn. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you all today?
Good. You all today?
Yeah, and I just dozed off. I was getting ready to call in. Fine, I just woke up and said, oh, Lord, I missed the program. And guess what? I was dozing off. Just sitting down and dozed off.
Oh, Lord, that's my sister, listeners. That's my sister. She's so faithful to this ministry and this broadcast. And I tell you, she's on a job. Today she's on, so it's all right to get you a little rest. You didn't have to come on. I understand.
No, I wanted to come on, but I went out that goes up and just woke up. But just now I'm on is I'm on my tablet.
Oh, you got a tablet too? You got all kind of gadgets down there. I need to move down there where you are.
Yeah, you can.
Oh, she said you can. So that's your tablet number.
Yes.
Sister Ruby, gonna put you down. You got 3 or 4 numbers. We gotta get accustomed to all your numbers.
I don't know what this number is. I don't even know what it is. I just logged in on this Magic Jack. That's what I'm on. Magic Jack.
Well, Sister Ruby, to call you and get your number that. But you don't know what it is.
Okay, well, I don't know what the number is. No, they got different numbers, because now you just say it was another number. I don't know. But anyway,
okay.
All good.
Okay. God bless, Dawn.
Keep Miss Mella's daughter-in-law.
Okay. Yeah, we want to pray for we're going to ask Sister Albertina still on the line. We're going to ask her, Sister Ruby, to pray for Dawn. It was not Dawn's boss. It was her boss's. It's the boss's daughter that was diagnosed with cancer. So, daughter-in-law. Okay, what's her name, Dawn?
My name is Lynn Meadows.
Lynn Meadows.
Okay, and what was she diagnosed with?
Ovarian cancer. She had it.
Ovarian cancer. Okay, Father God, I ask you in the name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus over Lynn at this time. We bind up every devil and every demon that comes against her flesh to try to hinder her spirit. We bind it to be gone right now. There will be no cancer in her body. We touch and agree, and we ask you, Father God, at this time to send your Holy Spirit to move through her body, move through her flesh, Father God, and remove every sign of cancer that the doctors thought they saw. Because right now we touch and agree that there is no more cancer. We touch and agree that there will be no more cancer. She will have to go, radiation treatment. She won't have to go through any chemo. We're going to bind that up right now in the name of Jesus, and we're going to pray. I pray, Father God, to just move through her family, move through her and comfort her at this time of her need. Touch her body, touch her mind, her spirit, Father God. And we ask you just to send your Holy Spirit to just remove any type of cancer, anything that would hinder her or harm her in any way. We ask it and we touch and agree that it is gone. Right now, in Jesus' name, we pray for Sister Linda. In Jesus' name, amen. Hello? Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I can. I say thank you.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I couldn't hear you guys for a minute. And God bless you. And we'll continue to keep her uplifted in prayer.
Okay. Thank you.
Amen. 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 Sister Ruby? Sister Ruby?
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. I'll turn it back over to you.
Amen. Is that everybody? Did you get the other call out of Mississippi?
Well, she had got off.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, God bless you. Did you have any comments or anything you'd like to add, Sister Ruby? You're welcome to do so.
There's nothing to add to it or take away. This was a blessing in my heart and spirit, and I'm agreeing the Lord has been, because to be righteous before the Lord and make sure our heart is right. So I just thank God for using you mighty on this beginning of this new topic that we have this week. So God bless you, Landry Bernard. Back in your hands.
Amen, amen. Now, you all invite some people to come on the line Thursday and Friday. Pastor Hamilton is going to do a two-day seminar. So invite your friends and family and those that you know to come on the line. He's going to be teaching on going through with a purpose. Amen. So we're looking forward to that. And also on tomorrow and Wednesday, we're expecting two guests to be on the line. We have not confirmed yet, but we'll let you know. I'll send you all a text tomorrow. So God bless you. We love you with the love of God, and we're going to ask Sister Ruby to just say a word of prayer, and everyone have a beautiful day. We're a little bit over, but that's okay. God knows everything. God bless you, Sister Ruby. You can say a closing prayer, and we're gone for the day.
Okay, Lord Jesus, we just thank you for this opportunity that you have afforded us to be on the broadcast that you originated, Lord Jesus. We thank you for all the souls and saved and saints and everybody that you lead and direct in God in our path. We thank you for that rhema word that came from heaven above onto the earth to your royal family and baptized believers in Jesus' name for the Holy Ghost. Let us put on the whole armor of God. Let us understand what you said today for us to do. Whether we're going through one way, but you have us covered. Hallelujah. It's nothing too hard for you to do. You know just what we stand in need in each and one of our addresses and where we live with our husbands or children or mothers, grandmothers, fathers, whoever, Lord Jesus. You know everything about us. There's nothing that's hid from you concerning us and your royal family. We love you and we praise you and we ask you to give more strength and bless and put a hedge of protection around each and every one of us. And you know you will show each and every one, as they said, their different things that they're going through at this point in this season, that you have it already taken care of. You said to seek you and find you, and that you may do and take care of us as you said you would. It's your word and your promise that you will provide for us. You will take care of us. You will lead and guide us in the way that we shall go. You will make provisions out of provisions. Hallelujah. We thank you because we know that we have seen you do it before. And you're the same God yesterday, today, and forever. And we put our trust in you and believe by faith that you will do what you say you will do. We thank you for our founder and our host, Evangelist Bernard, to give her strength to bring the word forth. Lord, give her more strength that she may go forth. And you know what each and of us stand in need of. And, Lord, you say you will provide it in due season if we faint not. So we thank you and we praise you and we love you in Jesus' mighty name. Now, we close this part of the service, but not close you out, because we know that you are there with us. Your angels are camped all around each and every one of our homes. You know our address and where we live and what state we're in. We thank you and praise you and love you in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Amen. Okay, here we go. Take me to the King.
Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't pray. What's left? I'm weak, no strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to don't have much to bring. My heart's torn to pieces. It's my offering.
God bless everybody. We're closing out. Have a blessed evening. See you tomorrow at 1 o'clock.
Thank you.
God bless.
Thank you, Sister Ruby. God bless you.
Bless you too.
God bless you.
And enjoy you all.
God bless. We enjoyed.